I'm kind of nervous. I'll start with the disclosure that I'm a same gender attracted male who 32-year-old who did the whole coming out, embracing my sexuality, and I've gone back to church and feel that that's where I belong and where I find most of my happiness and my true strength as an individual. My main concern about this article, or this, as I read it, was I felt like I could get the same message from MTV. And I felt lied to as an individual about homosexuality, about gayness, about what it really entails. It doesn't fairly warn the dangers of the sexuality part, for one thing. For me, that's something I'm struggling with immensely. I thought that it was all about my feelings, but the sexuality is such a strong part of it. And right now I'm addicted to sex. It's not the only thing I'm addicted to. But I feel that the Strength of the Youth pamphlet was given as a strong, firm guideline about to protect us against these type of things. And this, for the Strength of the Gay thing, it just kind of says, well, do what feels good, which is what I feel was my downfall. Doing what felt good, or what felt going by my own instincts, led me into a darker and deeper hell that I'm right now still struggling to get out of. But another thing I do want to say is, sorry, my mind's kind of, I'm a little bit nervous, but is that, I don't know, I guess that's really all I have to say. But I really think it needs stronger, firmer warnings about the dangers of the gay community, the gay lifestyle, things that I wasn't prepared for. You know, sexuality is not something that can be experimented with. It needs to be kept, you know, closely under grips until one is ready. And I don't know that any homosexual man is ever ready. Oh, I know the other thing I wanted to say was it doesn't really talk about the relationship part of it. With me, I found that the relationships were never fulfilling, my homosexual relationships. I could not understand why I had this beautiful, wonderful companion, this man that I was dating, whom I loved dearly, but yet I was cheating on him, and I was always looking for something more, something that was not fulfilled. And my personal belief is that's because the foundations of my sexuality were not healthy, that the very fact that I did not feel fulfilled and defined as a man, as an individual, was the basis of my sexuality. And so those are some of my concerns that this does not address, for one who feels that now that I've found much more light and happiness, which I had lost and misplaced when I entered this whole gay lifestyle, you know, when I embraced my homosexuality. And that's all I have to say. Thanks.